Waking up has never felt this good.
I love the music.
Breakfast with Friends on CCFM 107.5.
17 minutes to 8 o'clock. We've asked Michael Swain to stick around. Michael, we specifically invited him into studio to listen to the interview with the spokesperson from the DBE, Mr. Elijah Mhlongo. And in the process, we've having to deal with a lot of your questions and a lot of things that have just been raised. But Michael Swain, thank you very much. Michael Swain is the director of Freedom of Religion South Africa, and he's joining us now in the studio. So comprehensive sexuality education, or life orientation, as some people might know it, is a very hot topic. And of course, the Department of Spokesperson saying that no, we mustn't overreact, and obviously some of the information that is out there isn't accurate. But I still feel, as a parent of two daughters, one 10, one turning 8 later this year, that I have great concern. But you're the expert, Michael, and you've been dealing with this for a long time. So help us just to unpack what the spokesperson said.
I think one of the things which, I mean, he said some very interesting things, and obviously he's an excellent spin doctor. It was a masterclass in spin doctoring, because he actually didn't answer the questions that he
didn't.
Was
I was like, hang on, but I asked that question, he never answered it.
Yeah. So maybe we should answer some of the questions that he didn't answer. Mm. So, for example, he spoke about policy. The one policy that he failed to mention that the DBE has is their white paper on education and training. And listen to what it says about how they're supposed to integrate and access parents and their views when it comes to developing education. Which is, it says, parents or guardians have the primary responsibility for the education of their children and have the right to be consulted by state authorities with respect to the form that education would take and to take part in its governance. Parents have the inalienable right to choose the form of education which is best for their children, particularly in the early years of schooling. And then it says the parents' right to choose includes choice of cultural and religious foundation of the child's education. Mm. So parents absolutely are recognized in policy, in law, in international law, in South African law, in constitutional law, as having the right to decide what is in the best interest of their children in terms of their education. And what Mr. Mhlongo is saying and the Department of Education is saying is that when it comes to sex and sexuality, we're going to put something together and we're going to basically pilot it, we're going to evaluate it, and then we're going to simply roll it out. Mm. And that means that your child will be taught whatever the department actually wants them to know. And he also then went on to say, well, this pilot scheme, it's being rolled out in 1,500 schools. FedSAS, who are they? You know, they're just a small... No, FedSAS are actually the largest federation representing school governing bodies in the country. And I spoke to FedSAS yesterday. Okay. And they told me that one of the problems they have with this pilot scheme is that the department is not supposed to be rolling out anything that hasn't actually had a proper consultative process before it's rolled out.
Yeah.
Because you only can actually put something into schools that has gone through a proper consultative process. So again, a big gap in the argument there.
Mm. And it really, it concerns me, because when I asked him the question, okay, so who are these people that were consulted? No, but it's just a pilot program, whatever else. But surely there should be engagement on that level. So, yeah,
particularly in the area of sex and sexuality.
Exactly.
Because sex and sexuality is absolutely a value-laden subject. Mm. It's not like mathematics where 1 + 1 = 2.
Mm.
And again, you know, you are going to have a value. The department, for example, didn't seem to have a problem with tweeting photographs of scantily clad women and couples to promote their Read to Lead campaign. You might remember Mr. Mhlongo was the one who was pushing
this out.
They claim that CSE will not sexualize your children, but in grade 12, the teachers will be giving descriptions according to the manuals that we've seen, which were provided to Parliament. So that's pretty much undeniable, unless they were deliberately misinforming Parliament. And it says that they will be taught on vaginal, oral, and anal sex. Describe at age 12. They're putting up as mentors and heroes and role models, people who you as a teenager should subscribe to being like for your own sexuality. Of the 5 people they put up, 4 are HIV positive and 3 are from the LGBT community. Now, that's not a problem that people perhaps are HIV positive, that's a terrible thing. And they may be LGBT and that's their right and that's their orientation. But the fact of the matter is it's a value system that you're actually putting forward. Yeah. And parents have the right, therefore, to basically look at that and say, no, not for my child, thank you.
Mm. Sure, that's very interesting. Well, one of the things that we love is when you speak to us. And on that note, we've got an incredible voice note that Megan's saying that we... Okay, well, she's sort of... Okay, let's play the voice note.
Morning, Chinatown, Megan. Andre here again, Education Department. Thanks for your report this morning and your speaker. It's good to see and to note you guys looking at the other side. Yes, I'm also a parent. I'm also concerned. I studied the documents. I don't find anything wrong. The challenge that possibly can occur is the mindset of some of our teachers and of our learners. It's depending on how will the teachers convey the message. And many of our learners are so ill-disciplined. So it depends also how they will receive the message. Some of them will obviously run around and make fun of it and go on mad and crazy. But yes, my main point is 80% of my 21,000 learners, they don't have the mom-dad figure to teach them these values and lessons. Somebody's got to do it. Thank you. I appreciate you guys. Love you. Have a good day.
Thank you very much for that voice note and for the love that you're showing us. The main question, and am I correct in saying this, Michael, based on that voice note and also on the interview that I did with Mr. Mashlangu, it's up to the teacher to decide how exactly. Obviously, the curriculum is there and there's questions, but it's open to discussion. And I mean, that's how it works in teaching, especially when it comes to life orientation. And hence, the thing that you've been saying over and over again, it's values-based. So if you were to take a teacher who doesn't see that it's wrong, doesn't feel that it's wrong, because that's how they grew up, to live with his or her, you know, fiancé or girlfriend or boyfriend, that information will be passed on, right?
Well, obviously, when you get into a classroom context, it's a pedagogic model, which means that you have the teacher who's the authority figure, who's now giving you what you as the learner must now listen to and nod and say yes to. And therefore, again, whatever values are being imparted, as well as the information, is clearly going to make an impact. Yeah. But I think one of the big questions that we need to be asking is, you know, yes, we know that there are teenage pregnancies in schools, and that's a terrible thing. We know there's HIV infections amongst young people. That's a terrible thing, sexual abuse, etc. Nobody's saying that there isn't a problem.
Yeah.
Nobody's saying that there shouldn't perhaps be some form of sex education. I mean, some people are, but I mean, I think at the very least, whether it comes from parents or the school, children need some form of sex education, I would venture to say. But the question is this going to do the job? Now, they claim that nothing has changed since 2000. Nothing has changed. But actually, there's a UNESCO report from 2017 entitled CSE Scale Up, which basically says, and this is about the South African report, after the release of the ITGSE, which is the International Technical Guidelines on Sexuality Education by UNESCO, one of the sponsors of that, by the way, was Planned Parenthood, a notorious abortion agency, in 2009. South Africa undertook a process of reviewing the life skills and life orientation curricula against these guidelines in 2011, where gaps were identified, scripted lesson plans were developed, and are currently being piloted with the aim of integrating them into the curriculum, thus ensuring alignment to international standards. Well, that's from the UNESCO's report. So much for African solutions for African problems.
Yeah.
And again, the question is therefore, well, will this work? I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing to import something if it's going to work. Mm. But again, the independent studies that were made on UNESCO's own curriculum, and there's a report and you can access it on our website, basically says that school-based CSE does not support UNESCO's claim that its CSE program is effective. In fact, it says UNESCO's own evidence indicates that CSE in school settings has shown little success and may be doing more harm than good.
Whoa.
So if it's not working, and if the government's primary constitutional value is to look after the best interests and to do no harm to children, why are they pushing this out? Why are they not reading these reports? Why are they not actually concerned about the fact that this actually isn't working?
Now, as somebody who heads up Freedom of Religion South Africa, you've been reaching out to the Department of Basic Education. How's that gone?
Well, we met them after the initial upheaval, which was caused by Dr. Eve's media releases.
Yes.
She was talking about all sorts of strange and dodgy things. And we then went to meet them, and they promised us that there would be consultation. They promised us that it was going to be African solutions for African problems. And again, don't worry, go back to sleep. Well, we gave them the benefit of the doubt, but now this is actually out in the public domain. And again, we're not saying that all of this is a bad thing.
Yeah.
There's obviously in the book good stuff.
Yeah.
And so there should be. They couldn't possibly have made it all bad,
exactly.
But the fact of the matter is that there are critical elements where your children are going to be taught on sex and sexuality. And I think another big problem we need to talk about is the fact that the department have pretty much stated in black and white, you cannot, as a parent, opt your child out of these classes. Mm. Your child will be taught what this government, this department wants them to be taught. And that pretty much, when it comes to something which is value-laden, amounts to state indoctrination.
Yeah.
And that is, I think, sincerely wrong.
Very, very scary. The Department of Basic Education would obviously say, and they said as much in their press release of Sunday, that, well, every parent has a right to choose which school his or her child attends, and, you know, based on that. But if it comes to CAPS, then it's CAPS. If it's Cambridge, then it's Cambridge. You know, but you can't say, well, we'll do all of CAPS except for life orientation, or except for those lessons when it talks about sex and sexuality, you know, that kind of thing. So it really is. And I keep on going back to a conversation that I had with a former colleague of mine at a community radio station up in Pretoria many years ago. And her children were probably the age that my children are now. And she and her husband, they spoke, and they said, they went to the school and they went to the principal, and they said, look, when it comes to talking about sex, we want to do that. We as parents will have the conversation. So please, you know which term it will be in. We'll have those conversations because we believe and we feel it's our right and our responsibility to bring in the values and to have the discussion around sex.
Correct.
On that basis. And that's what we're fighting for here.
But that's exactly what the department is saying no to now. Mm. And again, it is very concerning because, and they say, yes, you know, you can take your child out, you can teach them another curriculum. That is almost an indication of how completely detached the department is from what's the average South African.
Yeah.
12 million people are going to be taught this.
Yeah.
Are they saying that all those people must now be able to afford to somehow homeschool their children or send them to private education establishments? Obviously,
practical.
That's completely impractical.
Yeah.
So it is actually effectively no opt-out. And that is very, very, very concerning.
Mm. Well, that's where we're going to need to leave it for now, Michael. But again, if people want to see and read up and educate themselves, of course, the Department of Basic Education has the curricula, but there's more to the story than what they are putting
absolutely
on their website.
And we've done a detailed analysis. We stand absolutely by what we've said, although we've been slanged off by the department and in the media for saying things that we actually never said.
Mm.
They obviously want to discourage people from listening to our views, but all our views are substantiated. You can go online. There are links to every single source and report that we've utilized. The photographs that we took and published were taken from materials provided by the DBE to Parliament upon request. And if they, as I said, if they provided the wrong materials and we took wrong photographs, then did they either negligently or deliberately mislead Parliament? I don't know.
Sure.
But the fact of the matter is that we can substantiate and do deliberately substantiate. We're not rumor mongering. We're not scaremongering. We're simply just putting the facts out there and saying to parents, you decide, you make up your own minds as to what you want your children to do in this matter. But it is something, and he even used the word, Mr. Mashlangu, it's going to impact your children. Well, it will impact your children.
Mm.
Anything value-laden with sex and sexuality in it is going to have a lifetime impact on your children. And so it's really up to you as parents to evaluate for yourself and to make your own decisions.
So please do. The website that people need to go to?
www.forsa.org.za or our Facebook page, Freedom of Religion SA.
Educate yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, please, and know that we at CCFM are doing all that we can to get the right information and give that to you, and so that we can definitely make informed decisions, please. forsa.org.za is the website you can go to, or find them on social media, Freedom of Religion SA.
Waking up has never felt this good.
I love the music. Love the music.
Best music.
Breakfast with Friends on CCFM 107.5.